Summer vacations and holidays can be happy times for families, but for divorce lawyers, they often signal that unhappy couples are about to call it quits. NPR's Vanessa Romo explains why divorce is a seasonal business.
Kirk Stange keeps a close eye on the calendar, and right now, he's enjoying the summer break. Stange is a family law attorney with 25 years in the business. Over that time, he's noticed that divorce filings hit two peaks per year.
Our business really picks up in the springtime, and then it tends to pick up August, September-ish.
Stange's firm has 27 offices across 9 states, and he says he's been keeping meticulous records on the influx of new clients for the last decade. He says he can see a drop of about 50% in divorce filings during the slower periods.
We could spend money advertising and try to do things, but it just doesn't work.
Another divorce lawyer, Rayford Dalton Palmer, says his firm's data backs up what Stange has found.
Most divorcing people on average, certainly in our experience, are people with children. But even if they don't have children, they have family events going on around the holidays and in the spring.
It's only until after the Christmas or Hanukkah festivities or after the graduations and family summer vacations that unhappy married couples finally act, he says, usually before the new school year begins.
It continues kind of like a wave based on people's life events.
It's not just lawyers who've picked up on the cycles. A 2016 study from the University of Washington that analyzed divorce filing data across the state found that they consistently peaked in March and August. The study's author says that's because couples might be caught in a cycle of optimism that's tied to domestic rituals. So as thoughts of Santa or the Easter Bunny take over, so too do feelings of anticipation and new beginnings. And that keeps people hanging on for just a little bit longer until they move ahead with the divorce. Carol Lee Roberts thinks the timing of when couples decide to divorce is more complicated than that.
Some states have specific waiting periods before you can even serve the other party. Other states don't have those type of rules.
Roberts is president of the Institute for Divorce Financial Analysts. She notes research showing 37% of married people have been thinking about divorce for 2 years or more. The divorce rate has dropped nationwide. But Roberts says another important pattern that's emerged is the rise in what are called gray divorces.
The divorce rate for people age 50 or above has doubled since 1990. It has tripled for people over age 60 in the same period.
And increasingly, she said, it's women who are filing to end their marriages, largely because they're making more money now than they have in the past. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.